CJMQ 88.9 FM, and today we're talking with Lee Aulis. Now, Lee Aulis, you're president of the MS, the Multiple Sclerosis Association.
Yes, we're in the Eastern Townships. We cover the Eastern Townships. We're in Sherbrooke, basically. We've been here since 10 years now.
Okay, 10 years.
And our purposes is we are entirely different than any other association of multiple sclerosis, being that we do not belong to the MS Society in no sense whatsoever. Our aim is to help the people locally, Maureen.
Okay.
Our aim is to, the requests that come through the mail by letter is for research, which is a good thing. Of course it is.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many departments for research that the money can't reach them all. You know? And so what we're doing is getting out there and helping the people with medication that they need now. It's a direct help. And that's what's so important, you know. This is why we put all the events we do on, to help the people directly.
Okay, so you're local people, and you yourself have MS, and a lot of people in the association do, and you're helping the other local people that have MS. Is that correct?
Yes, I've had it since the age of 9 years old, so it's sort of like something I've always known. You know, I've been in a wheelchair 4 times. And back out. I've been through every aspect where I've not been able to walk, talk, or write, but, you know, I've come back out of it each time, which I'm either bullheaded or very lucky, I don't know.
Well, you have a wonderful spirit, and certainly a wonderful giving spirit, too. For those of our listeners who aren't quite sure what MS is, multiple sclerosis, would you like to just define the disease a little bit for us, Lee?
Yes, I would. I would describe it like the covering on a cord, like to your toaster. The extension cord, or the cord, rather, from the toaster to the outlet to plug it in for electricity. Now, if you take the covering off that, you have a bare wire there, you know. If you take a knife and cut it out, and if you put that knife right where that bare wire is, you're going to get a short circuit, you know. This is the same thing. It's the brain that sends the messages down to whatever part, maybe picking up a glass of water for that certain action that you've got to do. But if the myelin, which represents the covering on, like the covering on that extension cord or on that cord, the covering on our nerves is called myelin. And if that myelin has been damaged or been, you know, scarred because of MS disease, the remission going in and out of it, if it's been scarred, the message doesn't get through. Sometimes it'll get through slower. And you might aim at something, picking up a glass of water, knock it over, and you know in your head, you see it in your mind, you're going to pick up that glass of water. But when you go reach for it, you might knock it right off the table. You're right out of aim. This is why you'll see people that stagger, walk back and forth. They know where they're going, but the body doesn't follow.
Okay.
This is what MS really is. It's the messages don't get through. And there's different kinds of MS. And if you reached the biggest, as in the beginning, the hope for getting through that, it takes so much therapy, and it's immediate, which I'm afraid we don't have resources for that in the health system.
Okay.
You know, and it's,
right.
So many people die from MS. People don't die from MS itself, but they die from what MS causes the body to fall down, deteriorate.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like my own self, my body has deteriorated from multiple sclerosis.
A genetic disease?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. There's 11 in my family with multiple sclerosis.
That's a high number.
Yeah, it's a very high.
It is.
It comes from not on my father's side, on my mother's side. It came down. Like, it skips a generation in many cases.
Mm-hmm.
And yet in others, there's many with mothers and daughters or sisters with it. There's less men that are affected. Why? I'm not sure.
Okay.
We've never learned the answer for that. But the fact is that women are more likely. And also, I'd like to point the fact that in the Eastern Townships and in the Kootenays, British Columbia Kootenays, they are the two areas that have more multiple sclerosis than any other place in the world.
That's amazing. And that's
we're the hardest hit, Maureen. The hardest hit. I asked, why doesn't the research company associations not search these two areas. There's a reason why. If we are, then why are we looking for all these different aspects and saying it could be this, it could be that, we're looking for it here and there, when there's only two places in the whole world hardest hit? And I think that's something the main association needs to look into. They need to look into it. This is why we're asking people, you know, to please help the local MS branch 2000 to help directly people until research does come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because
exactly. Yeah.
You know, until research comes, these people need help. You know, medication is a big thing.
Mm-hmm. We need to reach out and help each other.
Oh, we certainly do.
Right.
You know, I hit my 60. Well, the government told me I was 65 years old. I got this little blue card, Maureen, in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
It says old age. And really, at that time, even though I've always had this good spirits about it, because it's not going to do me any good to complain about it. I've had it all my life and sort of used to having MS. It's my way of life, actually. Learning to adapt to every situation that came along. You know, learning to adapt like this, well, you know, it helps me be able to help other people. I would love it so much if we do fundraisers, okay? And we're doing awareness near store. If we pick up, we give out information, pick up donations in our little can that we carry around, you know,
mm-hmm.
a little jug.
Mm-hmm.
And people will say, well, we already sent. We already, and we say thank you. We're glad they have, but they haven't helped locally. They don't know the difference, and it's hard to get that word across. No, we do not send anything through the mail. We're not of the same. We're not the same whatsoever. It's like night and day. This
mm-hmm.
is local.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there is for research for the disease itself. You know,
mm-hmm.
although I wish like mm-hmm. cancer and everything else, it had a different department. Like, you know where your money went.
That's a good, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that would be good, yeah. So it's important, again, locally, people helping locally, and that's what community is all about. And
oh,
we
yes,
need to locally, help the local
locally,
people.
This
yeah.
is the whole answer. You've got to help locally, you know, and we've got a great, did you know about our great big event coming out this weekend?
Well, you tell us about it, because
oh,
we'd certainly
gosh.
Like to hear about it.
I tell you, Maureen, this is something special. We've always had walkathons, but you know, putting on a walkathon is so expensive. And our general director said, well, what, we got a dance that's going every week. Why not we have a dance-a-thon? And you know, we carried off with that. And what a great thing coming up. It's the first, I don't think anyone has heard of one around here. If there has been one, I've never heard of it. It's, we got live music by Stan McKelvey and the Midnight Riders.
Mm-hmm.
And we have special guest stars with Ron Hazleton. He's on fiddle. And
oh, yes, Ron Hazleton. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's,
he's
yeah,
a great fiddle.
Great.
Oh, man. And then we have, from Country Express, Billy Lavers.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be there, too. Me, myself, I play the guitar and try to sing.
Okay, good. Well, that would be fun. A lot of fun, too.
Yeah, and you see, there's games. I mean, musical games.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting this Sunday, but at first I'll start to say where we are. We're at Chimay Millington in Austin, Quebec. It's a town hall there.
In Austin, Quebec.
1:30 in the afternoon, right up to 7:30 at night.
Wow, that's a big event.
And that's a biggie.
Yeah.
And we're charging $8 for adults,
mm-hmm.
$5 for children.
Mm-hmm.
Under six is free. And we got some girls here that are cooking. They're making hamburgers for $2, cheeseburgers $2.50, soft drinking water $1, and dessert home cooked $0.50. Coffee tea is free.
Okay.
And then in those musical games, I was saying, at all times there has to be someone on the floor. It's sort of like Elvis said in his song, if you can't find a partner, use a wooden chair. Well, it's like that. If I have to get off the stage, off of the band, and go and dance with my guitar, I will.
So someone has to be on the floor all the time in these
yeah,
musical
somebody,
games.
Somebody, okay. If they have to dance with a chair, They have to be out there. And the prize, there's a lot of prizes. We have a lot of door prizes, but our biggest one is our bed and breakfast.
Where is the bed and breakfast?
You know, I'm trying to pronounce the name. It's in Austin, but Oriad. But I can't get the name in my head pronounced right. But it's a we went to see it because they phoned and they offered it to us, and it is a lovely bed and breakfast, beautiful place. Nice place to spend a nice quiet evening and just get off your feet. I'd like to win it, but I don't know if I can. I don't know if I'm allowed.
Well, that sounds like a great prize and certainly for
it
a
is,
great
it
cause,
is.
Too.
And so. The money received, like, it all goes to help the MS victims directly. But it's going to be fun, even for kids. I mean, that hall will be decorated with balloons. So many balloons, you won't see the ceiling.
Okay.
So, and you know, we've got a lovely photographer, Alan Barber's coming up to take pictures for us.
Oh, that's wonderful. Alan's just great.
Yeah, and Mr. Taylor, he's also coming up to work at the door for us, Raymond.
Okay, great.
And I think it's Bill Dyer is coming with him. They're working at the doors for us, so we've got our local celebrities there. They're reaching out to help us, you know, really reaching out to help us.
That's
it means
important.
So much, you know, to us, because this is something that you can't put on alone. 17 Millington Road.
Okay, in Austin.
This Sunday.
This Sunday, okay. It happens
this
Sunday.
The 27th of September, 1:30 to 7:30.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Now,
is that the Municipal Hall?
Municipal Hall in Austin, so that should be easy to find. And if somebody's out there and doesn't know how to find it, just stop and get directions. And,
if they can't make it and if they would like to donate to the greatest cause, we give receipts. We've got a charity stamp, and they could just call us for information at 819-823-7167.
Okay, 819-823-7167. Now, if they want to mail a donation, where could they mail it to?
That would be 49. It would be the check made out to the MS Branch 2000, and it would be at 4909. McGloire, McGloire, Bureau 1, Sherbrooke, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1N, like Nancy, 1, Mother M, 3. J1N1M3.
That's great. Now, you said you help the local people with MS. Now, there's a problem, if I understand right, about medication. The government doesn't pay entirely for their medication unless they're...
No, they don't. Okay. In fact, I just got medication this week for myself, and it was $38 wasn't paid. That's not much money. But you take someone... one example I can give you, which really I've been fighting this, and I can't seem to get anywhere... is that this lady was getting her medication mostly paid for, and then her husband had the old age pension. So they got the old age pension, suddenly the medication, the part the government was paying, wasn't entirely paid for, you know, and it went up to something like $159 a month. Now, that's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money for a person who's on a fixed income.
This lady was skipping her medication. She skipped her medication at the point that she was falling. Her MS was getting much worse, and she was taking Betaceron. We are the ones who jumped in and helped her, because someone called us and said, "Look, you know, is there any way you can help this lady? She's, you know." Her husband can't afford the medication. We had no knowledge about it, but we jumped in, and believe me, we're like the middleman. Because you see what happens. You can even, like, the canes or handicap equipment, you got a waiting time. We'll loan the equipment out for them until they finally get to their number. You know, if we all are a number in the system. And it's because it's not, I'm sure the medical system is trying their best. But with MS, we had no time for best, you know, try in the middle waiting period, because every second loss is the second that they're never going to get back.
That's
And MS is a bad disease. Once you got it, it doesn't matter what color your skin is, what language you speak. When MS grabs hold of you, it don't let go.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't
mm-hmm.
never let go. And I've got through it. You know, I'm one of the lucky ones. I mean, like I said, I raised my family alone also. My husband walked out when MS was diagnosed. I got it when I was 26 years old. I got my DX of MS to be what it was, because at 9 years old, they called it polio.
Okay.
And when they called it polio, well, you know, because it didn't have the name MS out in those days there. So when I finally got diagnosed, they went way back to my doctor's reports, and they see the hardened tissue, and they said, my gosh, you had this since you were 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of this, this is not about all husbands or all wives, but, you know, MS is a very hard disease for anyone to deal with, any partner to deal with. You do have the ones that are, and a lot of them, that will stand by their spouse. I was unfortunate not to have one. I think I'm a much better person today because I'm one of those diehards. Well, I will fight it in every way I can, and I will fight for the people. In whichever way I can. I don't think I'm a martyr, but I do believe, I do love kids, and I love people, because the kids, I always think, oh my, in the future, I hope there's a cure, but they don't get it, because I adore children so much.
mm-hmm.
Well,
it's hard for them, yeah.
We mm-hmm. had the fair thing, and it, we brought a lot of happy faces. So
a lot of happy faces and a lot of good money raised for a great cause.
Oh, yes, we raised. Yeah. We were so happy. We were so happy. I mean, with $1,399 before expenses, which it was only about $300 expenses, so it was a great time for us. And we're hoping next year to be able to, if we can find the stuffed animals,
mm-hmm.
we hope to get about $400. And I have 400 to give away.
Great. Now you collect also stuffed animals all year long, right?
Mm-hmm. We're collecting. We've already started, you know, and saying, look, anyone got small toys that are clean, that are, you know, that are not damaged for mm-hmm. to put in bags, and anyone who's got stuffed animals almost new that have not been pre-washed, you know, because that's when they spoil them. We're looking for them already. We have storage ready for them, and we're hoping to pick up another 400 for next August for the year's fair.
That's great. So again, if anybody has some stuffed animals, they have to be in great shape, almost nearly new, not washed, just give Lee a call, 819-823-7167. Now, you help the people around here with their medication for those who can't afford it. Now, do some MS sufferers also need walkers, canes, different things like that?
Yes,
too?
And when they ask for these, we will go out. And if we don't have it on hand, we'll go out and rent them for them,
mm-hmm.
you know, until
mm-hmm.
they can, until the system, like CLC, will find them help. CLC is a darn good organization, the best.
Okay.
But, you know, they've got so many people who need help,
mm-hmm.
you know, and until the MS person's need it comes up, if they're on, it's like a number. Until they come up, it's their turn to get help. Who's going to help? This is where we jump right in. But if we've got so many calls, Maureen, that we can't help them because we don't have the funds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is a part that rips my heart right out, because we do want to help those people.
Exactly.
And it takes funds, is this why we always get back to the same thing? When people say to us, I already sent a letter out in the mail, I already sent this out, you know. Then we have other ones say, oh, God, stop sending those labels. But, you know, it's not us.
Mm-hmm.
And if we could help them right now, we would. We want to. And the people, we need just less people saying, I've already sent it. Or send some to research, but think of the local one.
Exactly.
The local one right here. We are the first, only in the world.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other like us. We're the only one.
Okay.
Yeah, we are the old. I got the only one. I got the charter and the charity stamp. This makes the 10th year, our anniversary, 10 years was in May. And thanks to John Lynch Staunton and our deputy, David Price in that time. They got the charity stamp for me, and away we went. We went on that. Thanks to those fellows, you know, they really believed in me and believed what the what we're doing was right. We keep going, and what we do is we go to stores and pick up, but there's less and less places in stores because there's more and more very good causes, not just MS. There's other causes out there, very important. Mm-hmm. And so we can't get in, and the money's coming through the mail is very rare. But the places I do have to go to give out pamphlets and pick up funds, with my health, I'm having a very hard time to do that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just going to jump into this dance-a-thon this week and Sunday and hoping that place is packed.
Oh, I hope so, too, because we certainly need to help each other here in the townships.
I got a feeling it's going to be a great one. You know, I always go through, you know, what's going to be is going to be, and I really think it's going to be fine.
That's going to be great. So
it's got to be. Everybody's got to say it. It's got to be great. It's going to be great. All those listeners are going to say it's got to be great.
that's it is
you know,
going
to
be great.
If they don't want to go to the dance, come on down, drop in something in our bucket that we've got down there. We've got a bucket there, and Raymond will be there at the table there ready to help somebody and give a receipt for anyone who wants to drop something in the bucket.
That's great. So all different ways to help there. Call Lee and see if you can help, and come on out to the dance-a-thon. And if you want to send a check, that's great too. And if you have some stuffed animals that are in great shape, Lee will certainly take them too. So that's great, Lee. About how many people in the Eastern Townships have MS? Any idea?
How many people in the Eastern Townships? Mm-hmm. Over 1,000.
Over 1,000 people.
Over 1,000. The exact over 1,000, we don't know. It'd be closer to 1,100, but I don't have an exact number from the research in Sherbrooke.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But at Q's Fleurimont. Mm-hmm. But that's a lot of people.
Okay,
and
it is.
Yeah, it's going higher each day as the generation is growing.
Mm-hmm.
Children are growing up. There's so many kids with MS. You know, they haven't been diagnosed, but you know that they've seen the doctors, and their doctors are leaning that way, saying, you know, is this MS? It's hard to detect usually by the age of 21, 25.
Mm-hmm.
It's when they find it, and although I have two aunts that were diagnosed in the 80s, but they had it all their lives mostly too. So it's
okay.
You know, it's a unpredictable a disease. It's an autoimmune disease, but it's one it can be predicted at any age.
Okay, good. Well, it's important to know that information, and even more important for us to help each other. So that's great, Lee. Anything else you wanted to mention before we go?
Just that I really pray that people out there will, you know, keep us on their list and in their heart, and say a prayer for us, because we're going to need it. We're the only association for MS locally, and without you guys, we won't exist. And after 10 years, let's make this the happiest birthday ever for MS victims, because they're going to need a lot of help.
Everybody, no matter how small amount you can give, that's certainly
the amount
step forward.
Does not count.
Yeah.
You know, the smaller one lady has said to me, you know, all I've got is this change here, and I don't think it makes a quarter. And I said, lady, you know, at the end of the day, when we wrap that up, you might have just enough to roll that together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
mm-hmm.
don't ever think something is too small.
That's
There's
right.
Nothing mm-hmm. is too small.
Because if we all even give just a little bit there, it certainly helps in the end. It
yeah,
makes
it's
a huge
tug of
difference.
War, you know, yeah. And we can help, we can make a difference if we want to, we can make a difference.